What up, booze? It is your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember, you got to help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you got to put yourself in the position to get the things that you want, knees to chest, because that's right, even the person who is just doing the lottery knows that they got to play the numbers. It is currently minutes to 11 a.m. here in really beautiful. It's sunny outside. Summer is coming. Montreal, Canada. Did y'all miss me? I know I've been away for a minute. I apologize. Not really though, because I was taking care of myself, but also, you know, just give me y'all update. No, I just didn't have anything. I just been doing a lot. A lot has been happening, man. A lot has been happening and I've been trying to just juggle everything. So, but I'm back. Thanks for your patience. On today's episode, that's actually why I've been gone for quite a while too, is because I didn't have anything really passionate to go into like that, but oh, I found it. Today we're going to be talking about online dating and putting your fucking phone down. We're not really going to be talking about online dating per se, but we are. It's going to get into it. You're going to see. Anyways, the topic of today's episode is put your fucking phone down. Not right now though, because you got to listen to this episode. Listen, go get a snack, a juice box, or a glass of wine. Put your triggers to the side so you have room to open up your mind. And let's get into today's episode, shall we? Okay, first things first. I pop a freaks all the honeys, donies, playboys, bunnies, those wine bunnies. I love myself and I want everyone to know that. So updates. You know, we got to do the updates. The Crimson Kiss Instagram page, it's on private right now and I haven't posted anything. Well, the only thing I'm posting really is like, go follow the Sis Get Your Ish Together page and some little updates. But I have, y'all know the story with that already, with that page. I'm still trying to let it cool off a little bit. I realized, or I've been thinking about it, when I do go back to that page, I think I'm going to use that page only for book stuff. So just excerpts from all my books and stuff like that. I think that's going to be the best route for the Crimson Kiss page. That's where we started. And that's where I'm going to continue that. And I also have new books coming out soon. So when I think enough time has passed, where I can like restart myself in the algorithm, hopefully that's a thing that works. That's what I'll be doing on that page, right? And then this is Get Your Ish Together Instagram page will be what you know it as right now. So yeah, that is the first order of business. Order of business. Second order of business. How come this is still going in the background? Hello. Well, it's sorry. Second order of business. Let me tell y'all, the membership is back open. That's right. The Sis Get Your Ish Together membership is back open. Shout out to Imani. Shout out to the other folks who were like, yo, just open it back up, man. I have clear structure and direction now and like an understanding. Ever since I started doing Self-Care Saturday nights, actually the classes, it's really just I understand my branch on my purpose tree, like this branch that has grown. And for those of y'all who don't know my purpose tree analogy, so I have I always explain your purpose as a tree. So you have your purpose tree, right? And let's say for me, my purpose is, well, not let's say, this is a true thing, right? So for me, I'm giving you an example. My purpose is to help other women by sharing my own personal experiences, and also the things that I've learned along the way, right? That is my purpose. Originally, I thought that my purpose was just to write books about this, all of this stuff. It turns out, no, that's only a branch on my purpose tree. So one of the branches was to write books. I've written a million of them, and I'm going to continue writing them. But that's one branch. Another branch was the podcast. Another branch is, you get what I'm saying? One of the branches that grew is teaching literal classes. And once I stepped onto that branch, I very much love it there. And so it just opened up a whole new world. It opened up a whole new world for me. Another door for me that I didn't know would exist for myself. So once I understood that, I understood the direction that way, the vision was clear. And I was like, you know what? It does make sense to open back up the membership and have that in there with a bunch of branches from my purpose tree, right? So also part of one of my branches is shadow readings, collective shadow readings, you know, horoscope readings. I love to do those, stuff like that. So the membership is back open. In that membership, we have, so it is one group class a month. So the self-care Saturday nights are going in there with a little twist though. So one group class a month, and that's all things dating, relationships, inner work, shadow work, healing, all that stuff related, right? The group class a month is going to have, we're putting a spin on it. I heard another woman call it hot seats, but we're going to call it crimson seats. So, you know, we'll get somebody on Zoom. It's going to be on Zoom. Get somebody in the crimson seat and allow them to be able to coach them a little bit more in depth, in the class. Right. So we're going to do that. Same thing with we're going to have community Zoom meetings, and we'll do the same thing there. So allow people to go in depth with their Q&As, basically open Q&A floor, can bring them up and really, you know, go through it with them. Not like a full on one-on-one session, but you know what I mean? More personal than Instagram lives, if that makes sense. More time, more ability to take our time. There's going to be one guided meditation a month in there. The zodiac, the horoscopes, I'm actually doing dailies, so we love that. We have topic boards. I love this one. We have topic boards. And so the topic boards include like dating, relationships, 20s, 30s, and 40s, survival guides, spirituality, journal prompts, and like more. I actually want to add a makeup topic board and a curly hair guide topic board. And the thing about these boards is that I start them and then people add to them. You can add to them as much as you want, as little as you want. Even like the 20s, 30s, and 40s survival guides, like I started it, and then people just add like advice for people in their 20s, people in their 30s, and just keep going with that. So that is dope. The spirituality board, we're going to be adding to it too. Right now there's a quick energy cleansing ritual on there. But, you know, just very much that safe space that we need, because in the words of my good friend Imani Tut, her name is Imani Tut, but social media ain't no safe space for us, man, as women. There are too many gems. I say this all the time, and you probably heard me say this before, but, you know, there are just some things that shouldn't be discussed openly on social media, because bad, I say this all the time, bad-minded men read our posts too, and so do bad-minded women, let's just be honest, right? And who are the trolls and stuff like that. So if we're literally giving all of our tips, openly discussing everything and being soup all, like, all kinds of vulnerable on social media about love, love bombing, shadow work, dating tips, this, that, and the third, well, who else do you think is taking notes? Right. So I have always believed in like a secret society and like a grown folks table. And so I think that I still stand by that, where memberships and stuff like that are, that's the secret society. Those are the grown folks tables for us. So, and plus, like, it's just easier to have these discussions, I feel like, in a community of like-minded women who want to learn, who want to share, who want to grow, who are not interested in bashing nobody, who are not interested in fucking, you know what I mean, in trolling nobody. Who's paying $22 a month to troll? I mean, you could do that if that's what you want, but I got your information, so that's weird, right? Like, you can't create a new page and then come back in. It doesn't work that way, so... That is what I've been working on. And so we launched on May 1st, I think. Yeah, it was May 1st. Put it up there May 1st. And that is where I'm moving towards. So all that update to say, listen, it's my podcast. And if I want to give you all my own commercial, I will give you my own commercial. I will. On Plus 2, this membership is not the same as my last one. It's on a different platform, and it's so seamless. Honestly, like, I can't even... Shout out to Kofi from Express Yourself Black Man. He was like, yo, you need to get on Mighty Networks. And I did so. And so the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership is on a platform called Mighty Networks. And it's just really, really dope. The experience is... You have to be in there to see it, man. And it has its own app and blah, blah, blah. And it's just a seamless, user-friendly experience versus the last membership that I had, which was on Wix, was such a fucking shit show. That was another thing that was adding to my anxiety with the last membership I had. I was like, yo, bruh. So, yeah. If you want to join, you know where to find the link. I'll leave it in the show notes, www.authorccb.com. Come into the membership. If you are outside of, if you don't join, I mean, do what you want if you want to come in. But Self-Care Saturday nights will continue happening. But if you're not in the membership, it'll be $55 instead of $22. $22 gets you all access to all the things. $55 gets you one class. Do you get what I'm saying? It's beneficial. Especially for those of y'all who come to every Self-Care Saturday night. I'm just saying. All right. Ow, not me hitting my knee on the thing. Did you guys hear that? Probably. I'm not editing that out. I don't care. I don't really edit my podcasts anyways, because I like for my podcasts. You want to know why I don't edit them? I like for my podcasts to sound like a radio show type situation. And, you know, if you're on a radio show, there's no editing. Call me old school, but I'm here for it. Okay, that said, we're all up to date with the updates. Cool. I'll remind you again at the end of the episode to get into the membership. All right. Today, what prompted me to do this episode is because last night I was on the TikTok streets and, it was 7:00. I was in my drop top perusing the TikTok streets. Boom, 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 boom. And I saw this video of a woman and it really pissed me off. And I'm going to tell you why. And you're going to probably think that I'm insensitive, but I'm not. I'm going to play the video. I'm going to tell you why it pissed me off, okay? Okay. But I'm going to play the video, and I know a lot of you guys are going to be like, oh my God, I relate so much. And don't worry, I'm just, look, okay? All right, hold on. All right.
Hey, TikTok friends.
I'm sorry. This is by a woman. Her TikTok name is empowered_fat_woman.
This is for the... ladies, the gays, theys, straight men, please go. I'm tired. I'm tired. I've been dating online for a year and a half. And I'm tired of the disrespect. I'm tired of being ghosted. I'm tired of being stood up. I'm tired of plans being canceled at the last minute. I'm tired of wanting to be friends with benefits, but actually not wanting the friends part, just wanting the benefits part. I'm tired of a lot of men out there with anxiety issues and mental health issues, and I'm not even looking to get married. I've been married, and I don't want to do that again. I just want to have a good time. I want to have fun. I want to spend some time with somebody. I want somebody consistent in my life to do things with, to have sex with. But that seems way too much to ask. And I'm just really tired. Please tell me it's not just me.
Okay. So she's crying. And by the way, why is it that everybody gets on TikTok and cries? This is like, you want to know? It's not funny, but that's something I noticed. Like, everybody's always crying on TikTok. I'm just like, are y'all okay? Like, I don't know. But I know TikTok is a different, TikTok is a more vulnerable space where people just whatever, and that's fine. But I just always like, y'all just be hopping on these TikToks and crying all the time. I digress. So this video has 4,900 likes and there are 1,776 comments, okay? And somebody commented, it's not just you. I gave up, been single and alone for 4 years now. I'm just used to it. She responded and said, I'm getting close. I'm an optimist. That's my problem, not hers. I'm an optimist and think there must be some good men out there. I just don't know where to find them. Oh, we're going to circle back. Someone else said it's about 10 million of us. Someone else said online dating is a nightmare. Half of the people I met were not even real. I gave it up a few years back. You need to focus your energy on you. So a lot of people are like, it's not just you. I've been dealing with this you too. It's exhausting. I've been crying, da da da. Okay, you get the point, right? And so I saw this and it pissed me off. And I'm going to tell y'all why it pissed me off. I feel compassion for her, duh, right? But there's no but. I feel compassion for her, period. Now let's continue, new sentence. I keep hearing y'all with these online dating stories, okay? I keep hearing y'all, a lot of y'all, and you know that I talk to literally so many women all the time. I keep hearing y'all talk about this online dating shit. And how it's a pissy pool. And how all the men on there are trash. And how all the men are this. And all the men are that. You have nothing good to say about the men on the online dating apps. Why do you keep going there? No, seriously. Seriously. Why do y'all keep going there? I know that there are a handful, an anomaly, right, of women who have found love there. Great. But for those of y'all who have been on these apps for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and it's always the same shit, what are you doing? No, seriously, what are you doing? And I'm really passionate about this, so you know, it's gonna, I know my tone is gonna come across a certain type of way, but it's like sometimes you have to have a good stern talking. This is big sis mode. All right, I'm in big sis mode. What are you doing there? Every time I talk to a woman who's carrying on about these apps and she's like, well, where are all the good men? I'm like, and y'all know I did one of the first episodes I did on this podcast is titled, Where Are All the Good Men? And the question that I asked y'all is, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Stop asking where all the good men are at and start asking yourselves, where are you? If you know, say, that the dating apps are a pissy pool, why the bomber ass do you keep swimming in that pool? Do you think the piss is going to disappear? If you know the pool is to piss in, right? Like this is a dating app and the majority of people go there just to take a piss. Why would you then hop into the pool and then complain that you are full of piss? I mean, where are you? Listen to me. It's getting nice outside. Summer is around the corner. Go outside. Put your fucking phones down and go outside. Go to the mixers. Go to the events. Go to the restaurants. Go for the walks. Go to the fairs. Go outside. And I'm going to tell you another thing too. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it, goddamn it, because somebody needs to say it and it might as well be me. A lot of men are not really approaching women like they used to because y'all would be like, oh, I go outside, but nobody approaches me. Okay. A lot of men are not really approaching women like they used to because women have killed that. And y'all don't want to hear this, but like the reality is women have gotten online constantly and consistently so much and so loudly, right? Like over and over again, talking about men, leave us alone. Don't talk to us when you see us outside. Leave us alone. 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 Don't talk to me. Leave us alone. Don't talk to me. Leave us alone. Don't talk to me. Guess who finally got the picture? Men, for the most part. So guess who's not talking to us? Men, for the most part. You know, there are such things as angry women, bitter women mobs. And if it's not you, then you have no reason to be upset right now. But there are, listen to what I'm saying. Don't twist my words. There are such things as angry, bitter, resentful women mobs who have built their platforms and stood behind the shield of feminism. I'm not saying that they are feminists. I'm not saying that feminism did this. I am saying that they stood behind the shield of feminism. So took that, put it in front of themselves to push their own personal agendas of the hatred they have towards men. And the reason why these movements were able to get so big is because a lot of the women who have unhealed wounds, who are bitter, who are resentful, whatever the case may be, were like, yeah, this is home. Fuck yeah. Fuck all men. Da 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 da. And that's how they were able to create these mobs. I tell you all the time, man. I think I just said it before when I was talking about the membership. Like, we're not the only ones occupying the membership, the internet, the social medias. Men see our shit too. So what do you think happens when we're constantly like, don't talk to us? All right. Some of them are actually listening. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are actually listening because we are seeing women in droves complaining that they're outside and men are not talking to them. Men are not approaching them. I literally watched, and I don't even remember if I saved it, but I literally watched a whole video of a woman. This was like maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, or who knows? I don't even know anymore. Maybe it was like a month ago and I just think it's 2 months ago, but of her saying that she was out, looked nice and right and tight and cute with her homegirls and not all the whole entire, and she does, she's very beautiful on like, you know, she's aesthetically pleasing. She's very beautiful, right? And the whole night, not one man spoke to her or any of her friends. And she was pissed off about it. And I said to myself then, and I think maybe I said it in a live somewhere too, like, well, good for yas. like, not for her and personally, but this is what happened. What do you, like, what, this is what happens. This is what happens. When there are tweets being put up and reposted in droves with no context, I don't want no men to talk to me. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay? And then women are like, yeah, same. And everybody's reposting that. So there's no context there. It doesn't say, if you're a man who doesn't have anything going for himself, don't talk to me. It doesn't say, if you're a man who cannot add value to my life, don't talk to me. No, they're just literal fucking viral tweets and posts that say, no, I don't want any man to talk to me, period. Okay. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might fucking get it. So now, and see, I never used to be, I'm 37. Y'all know this already, but I have to keep repeating it. Let me take a sip of my coffee. Okay. I never used to be in the business of, like, necessarily shooting your shot as a woman. And because I just didn't see the need to. So if you followed me for quite some time, you know that earlier on or in the beginning, that was very much my stance. Like, no. No. But times are changing. Very much so. And for the reasons that I just mentioned, ladies, I'm really sorry to tell you, but if you are the one who is looking for a good man, you are the one who's going to have to go outside as a good woman, and you're going to have to approach somebody. You're going to have to shoot your shot. Because this is something that you want, yes? And that's what I say too. For a generation of women who are go-getters, y'all sure are dropping the ball in the things that you want for real. And shooting your shot doesn't necessarily mean, and I'm going to tell y'all this, it doesn't mean that you, sometimes shooting your shot as a woman, because we still have some type of, you know, we still have some type of leverage in this game. Sometimes shooting your shot as a woman can literally, you just be looking at a man in an inviting way, smiling at him, nodding your head very, you know, seductively or friendly or in a way that's inviting to let him know, okay, you can come over and talk to me. Sometimes that's really all it takes, is for you to get eye contact, hold it for like 3 seconds, bat your eyelashes, not in an overly exaggerated way, ladies. Come on, come. Right? Smile with your eyes. On America's Next Top Model. The smile with your eyes and then smile with your mouth, right? A little smirk. You know the emoji that's like the smirk emoji, the one that usually means sexy time, not the devil face, but the other one. You know what I'm talking about. That emoji. Be that emoji. Right? With a little sly smile. Right? That's a lot of times the invitation, which is like, yo, you can come over and chat to me. Right? You can even wave. Not like, not, listen, for all my lovely quirky ladies out there, not your whole hand up in the air, your whole arm, and you're like waving as if you're seeing a long lost friend. Or you're waving as if like you're waving down a taxi or Uber. No, not that way. Right? But you can literally just put your hand up and like the wave is what you do with your fingers. A finger wave. You know? There are ways. There's an art to this where you don't necessarily have to walk up to a man and be like, hey, how are you? Whatever the case may be, you can just let him know that you're open for him. You're inviting him to come and speak to you. And then there's the other way where you can literally walk up to him and be like, start up a conversation. The problem is, ladies, as I say it all the time, y'all are afraid of rejection. This is why it's also equally important for women to talk about our egos and not just continue with the narrative that, oh, men have these egos. No, we have them too. And when we get rejected, it hurts our ego. and y'all are afraid of being rejected. You're gonna have to fight through that fear, push through it. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but get over it. get over it. I have a whole episode about rejection too, actually. Don't remember what it's called, but find it. I did that one early on too in my podcast career. Right? Life is going to come at rejections, and that's okay. This is why your self-esteem matters. This is why y'all need to work on your self-esteem so that one rejection doesn't fucking throw you off your whole course and make you feel this about yourself and make you feel that about yourself. When your self-esteem is healthy and somebody rejects you, you are able to be like, all right, I wasn't for them. Cool. Next caller. That's it. That's it. Someone says, no, thank you. I'm not interested. You don't fucking go home and sit with a pint of ice cream and eat it with your homegirls and have this whole pity party and woe is me and oh, I'm not good enough and nobody likes me and da-da-da. No, it's not that. It's just, oh, I'm not that person. I'm not for that person. That's okay. All right. Out a little bit. Yeah, you can feel your little pinch. Cool. But it doesn't have to be this whole like somebody can put a sword in your heart and slice you from the, it's this is too much. This is why y'all really need to work on your self-esteem so that you can, you know, stand across the room from somebody, meet a man's eye contact, hold it, do a little finger wave. If he looks at you like immediately no, you could put the hand down and be like, oh, no, not me. Did anybody see that? Nobody? Okay, cool. Take your little moment and then carry on. But times are really changing. And, you know, a lot of even good men don't know if it's okay to approach us sometimes at this point. So you're going to have to let them know that it's okay. And I know you're probably like, I don't want to, this sucks. I know. Well, you know, this is the way the world is. These are the days of our lives. Some of y'all are too young to even know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. Your mom used to watch these soap operas. And it take me away to another world. Okay. Again, soap operas. Some of y'all are too young to know what that is. Ask your mom. But it's going to have to be a thing because like day in and day out, man. Oh, I can't find these dating apps, these men on these dating apps. Okay, well, get off them. Get off them. This is crazy. And y'all have an addiction to these dating apps and it's wild. Yo, check yourself. No, seriously, check yourselves. Y'all have an addiction to these dating apps. The same way that the men on the dating apps do. So if you're like, you know, I'm such a good woman. Where are all the good men? Why the fuck do you keep going back to the dating apps where you say yourself that there's nothing but trash on there? So when I ask, where are you? When you say, where are all the good men? Reflect on the places that you're visiting or not visiting. Where are you? You know? Another thing is, maybe just give it a fucking rest for a bit. Like, maybe just give it a rest. You know? Maybe you go outside to enjoy yourself. Maybe you go with your friends. You go to the events. You go to these to just enjoy yourself. And maybe you don't scan the room for a man. Maybe you don't scan the event for a man. Maybe you just put on your pretty frock, put on your good lipstick, right? Put on your good shoes and you go out with your homegirls or one friend to just enjoy yourselves. there's an energy that comes with you just being in your element and enjoying yourself for you. There is an energy that comes with that, and it is very contagious, and it is very noticeable. It's undeniable, and it is very beautiful. You know? And you just enjoy, you smile, you laugh, you dance, you sing, you whatever it is, whatever event that you're at, I don't know, right? You eat your food, you let your feet swing off the stool. I don't know. I'm little, so a lot of times my feet swing off stools. All my tall girls are like, yeah, well, no, that we're not of all of our feet swing off the stools. It's okay. Right? Maybe you just go outside and just enjoy, because some of you guys, man, I'm going to be really honest with y'all. What else is new? Like, some of y'all are really giving out desperation like a motherfucker. And I get it. You're tired. I understand this woman, right? She's tired and this, that, and the third. And like, that's fine. So maybe just give it a rest for a little bit. And it doesn't mean you put a time frame on. It doesn't mean you're like, oh, I'm not dating for a year. I'm not dating for 2 years. I'm not doing it. It doesn't mean that. It means that you make a conscious decision for yourself to just give it a rest. And you just enjoy you. You go to the events, you go to the things, you go outside to just enjoy yourself. And you stay open. Meaning you're not like, oh, I'm not dating for her, da 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 da. That's not what you're doing, right? You're like, I'm going outside to enjoy me. And you stay open because in your heart, yeah, you still do. You would love to find a man. You would love to find love. Real love. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Someone to set my heart free. Real love. Right? So that's in your heart. So you keep it there. That's fine. But you also in your heart is like, I'm going out for myself. And who knows? Next thing you know, you're out and about and you're living your life and you bump into Mr. Right. Or Mr. Right Now. And that's cool. And you didn't even see it coming. Because you were fucking outside living your life for you. Right? Or you're out and about and you're bumping and grooving. And then, you know, you look over and you see, maybe you're out of cookout. You know, and you see a little sweeter ting.
you have to be from Montreal, Toronto to understand.
So when you look over and you see a sweeter man.
for those of y'all who don't
live in Montreal or Toronto, that's basically what it's basically what guys like, if you've ever heard Drake talk about a sweeter ting, that's literally how we talk. It's literally guys will be like, a sweeter ting is just like a good looking girl, good looking woman. So the women, we make jokes and we're like, a sweeter man, like, get it? Anyways, sometimes explaining jokes that are specifically like regional is very difficult, but I digress, right? So maybe you look over and you see a sweeter man, you see a good looking man, and you know, you guys share a laugh and then a conversation blooms from there, whatever. Right? But this shit y'all keep doing, man, it's not working for y'all. It's literally not working for y'all. And I keep saying, I always say, like, look at what you're doing consistently over and over again. Is it working for you? No. Okay, time to change something. Switch it up. Like, switch it up. It's not working. So it's time to maybe let that go. And look, even just telling y'all, like, I know some of y'all, even just hearing, yo, get off the dating apps, you're getting anxiety over it. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's an addiction. That's an addiction. Some of y'all are getting anxiety right now over hearing, get off the dating apps, go outside and talk to somebody. You're like, what? Go talk to somebody? What? No, look, stop. And then some of y'all have the excuse that, not the excuse, I don't want to say that, not the excuse, because it's a real thing, but some of y'all have the reasoning in your mind that, oh, well, go, you know, it's COVID, it's hard, we're still in a pandemic, it's hard to meet people. Things are opening back up. And if you are that concerned about meeting people in a real life, but you're not concerned about meeting someone in a dating app and then going on a date with them in real life, I need y'all to make it make sense. Right? I need y'all to make it make sense. So think about it. Think about where you are, what you're doing, what you're not doing for yourself, and maybe start switching things up, man. Get off the fucking dating apps. Go outside. And maybe you don't go out in with a bunch of, you know, 5, 10, 15 of your friends all the time. First of all, who the fuck has 15 friends? Well, we kind of do in our group chat, but you know what I mean, right? Maybe you go out with just two of your friends, one of your homegirls. It's hard to walk up to a group of women and shoot your shot at one of the women. Think about it. Look at, y'all know, how, look, listen, let's be honest. How many of us have been out with our homegirls and a guy has come to talk to us, right? And all our homegirls are staring at him like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better be coming over here to say something good to our girl. Like, there, it's a lot happening, man. And a lot of guys are like, nah, fuck that. I'll just wait till she goes to the bathroom or something. Not to be a creep, but also just to not have the influence and annoyingness sometimes and the, you know, the of all her homegirls. Come on. Like, and some of you are like, oh, well, he need to be man enough to take me and my homegirls. That's stupid. Stop it. Like, stop it. That's enfantillage. That's childish. He does not have to be this, that the man enough and having to take on all your girls, that doesn't equate. That's stop this. He's not dating all of your homegirls. He's trying to get to know you. He wants to talk to you. You know, they could come afterwards in the sense where, like, if they're a part of your everyday life and this, then the third, okay, you know, he'll get to know that later on when you guys do brunches together, when you guys have whatever. But no. And also, you need to be able to make a decision for yourself too. A lot of women get way too influenced by their homegirls. Ugh, don't talk to him. No. Ugh. No. Right? No. Ugh. And they're like, you, a lot of y'all have thrown perfectly good men back into the sea because you're with your fucking homegirls, and your homegirls like, ew, girl, no, keep it pushing. But maybe the situation would have been different if they weren't there bumping their gums in your eardrums. You know, maybe you would have been like, you want to know what? You got good energy, like your energy, man. Yeah, sure. You can take me out. I'm just saying, these are all different angles for you to look at, okay? So that's my story on that. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. If you've never watched the movie Beaches, go do that. It's an old movie. Anyways, you'll cry though. So that's what I got for y'all today, man. Go outside, go to the mixers, go to the events, get out of your own comfort zone in that sense, right? Like, understand that the world is changing and the way we interact with each other is changing. And if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, girl, you are insane. Love you though. All right. So maybe try it for the summer. Do not go on your dating app. Shut that shit down. Get off of it. Remove your profile. No, seriously, I'm being dead ass. For the whole summer, try it. It's your challenge. I'm giving you a challenge. For the whole summer, you don't go on a dating app and you go outside. Let me ask you something. And especially for my ladies who are in your 30s and 40s listening, how did you meet men before the dating apps were a thing? Right? Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We know better. And for my ladies who are in your 20s, well, now you're learning better. Okay, so for the whole summer, no dating apps. That is your Sis Get Your Ish Together challenge. Go outside and play. That's what I have for y'all. Ladies, the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership is now open. Go to www.authorccb.com. The link is in the show notes as well. Get into the membership. Right now, loaded up there is the Shadow Work 101 class and the Understanding Trauma Bonds class. And I think today I'm going to upload the Codependency class in the membership. So get in there. We'll see you there. And everybody else who's not coming in the membership, rude. Rude. But I love you still. And that's it. Go have a stress-free summer, man. Go enjoy your summer. We're not doing struggle girl summers. No. We're not doing that. Okay? All right, ladies and sometimes gentlemen. I hope that you have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Please be safe. Use condoms. Trust your intuition and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. Much love, y'all. Go be great. We'll be right back.